72 degrees at 8:51, and joined for a final time on this morning report, though he'll still be a big part of the closing market report with Todd Gleason afternoons here on WIOL. But meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated joins us here today. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. And it looks like we are going to be faced with still a favorable day. We've got a few showers out there, though, this morning in parts of Iowa and Missouri and sneaking over the border in Illinois. These are disorganized showers and thunderstorms, but they will certainly bring an opportunity for some relief. There's a small area in southeastern Iowa that's hurting for moisture, as well as many areas, of course, in central and southern Illinois and eastern Missouri. And all of this moisture out there this morning is certainly welcome. It's a little bit of a tease, though. We need much greater amounts of rain than what's going to fall from these showers. But it is a primer. It gets us set up for the bigger rain event that's going to come along for this weekend. And that event is still unchanged today. We talked about that yesterday. It still looks as though, starting on Saturday and moving through Monday, we'll find a storm system in the Central Plains moving straight eastward through Illinois and Missouri and eventually into Ohio. And the latter part of the weekend into the early part of next week will be a most favored time period for the heart of the Midwest to pick up on rain. That would be from Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, maybe even some areas in southeastern Iowa. Rain totals of this event I'm going to be real conservative with here, 1 to 3 inches, with some local totals getting over 4 inches. It will be a very impressive event. And I think we're going to see some substantial improvement in many of these crop areas that have been stressed here for a while. And of course, we're moving into reproduction, so that makes this extremely well-timed and, in fact, perfectly timed in some cases. And we're probably going to see the production potential come back real nicely in this area. In the meantime, it's not going to rain much in the northern parts of the Midwest. Certainly the northwestern Corn Belt will be left relatively dry for a while. But as we go into the second week of the two-week outlook, we will most likely experience a setup that will support showers and thunderstorms periodically in the northern parts of the Midwest. Well, what about those temperatures? It's one thing to get rain. It's another thing to have to deal with excessive heat. Well, the good news is that there isn't much in the way of excessive heat. We're actually going to be way below average with this rain event coming up this weekend. The temperatures in the lower Midwest will probably run anywhere from 4 to around 8 degrees below average. It may even see a couple of afternoon temperatures in the upper 60s because of the cloud cover and the rainfall that occurs. But right after the storm abates from the region, we'll have a little mini ridge of high pressure coming across the region. You'll notice those temperatures jump about 20 or 30 degrees in one day. Or two at the most, and that will occur at midweek next week. We'll get back into the 80s and lower 90s. But there will be yet another cool air mass that will come down from Canada in the second half of next week into the following weekend, and we'll try to offer additional showers and thunderstorms at that point. And again, some more temperatures that are a little bit cooler biased for at least the northern part of the Midwest. Now, with the lower parts, we'll probably see temperatures fairly close to normal when the, quote, cooler air gets here. Now, the precipitation that occurs in the week next week is not going to be nearly as impressive as what we're going to see this weekend. And I think that the potential of us seeing another big soaking like what we're going to see this weekend is very, very low. So this is a very important event. We're not necessarily breaking the pattern for the summer. We're still expecting more heat and dryness to come back into the plains and part of the western Corn Belt as we get deeper into July and especially in August. So it's still not a done deal, but certainly we're going to get a lot of mileage out of this rain event coming up this weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. It's been great working with you here on our opening market reports, and I look forward to continuing to hear your contributions in the afternoons.
Well, likewise. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Meteorologist Drew Lerner joining us from World Weather Incorporated.